Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
All right, I am ready to hear about now your surprise. Surprise, Rob.
Now, you're ready. I know you're going in with your heels dug in saying that I don't understand what a surprise is.
You tend to, in copy, in events, say plenty of surprises when you have nothing to say. Or you will bill something as a surprise, like some people use good news.
Right.
When
right.
it's
that's
neither
true.
A surprise that's anything really decent or good news, either one. But I hope that I am corrected.
Mike, this was truly a surprise because Carrie said over a month ago that I need to block out December 14th on my calendar as a Saturday night. And that's originally when we were going to do the cocktail party. So, I mean, it was set in stone early enough that we moved the cocktail party to the 7th, which actually was good.
Saturday, right?
What's that? No, it's already happened. This was last Saturday.
The 14th was this past week.
Yeah.
God, but, that's right.
But the cocktail party worked out.
That's my Alzheimer's kicking in.
Because it was the anniversary show. And yeah. I kept asking her questions. Now, I'm pretty plugged into what's going on in the venues around town. I normally get, notifications or something like that. I didn't know if we were going out looking for Christmas lights. I didn't know if it was going to be like a dinner.
What do you mean plugged in? Like concerts or something?
Yeah, I mean, I get press releases and stuff like that and notifications. And I couldn't figure out what it was. And I was prepared to be disappointed because I thought if it was going to be something good, I'd know about it. And so it comes up, and like Friday before, I say, well, what do I need to wear? What time are we leaving? She says, well, look nice. It's casual, and we got to be there at 7, so we'll leave at about 6:30. So I said, God, it's about a half hour away, so it's not downtown. And so we get to the car, and she says, get ready. You're going to see Jesse Garin. Now, Mike, does the name Jesse Garin mean anything to you?
Garin in radio that I, a John Garin that I
is
knew.
Is it spelled G-A-R-R-O-N? It's not like John Garin's
Jesse
name.
Garin.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is intriguing. I do not know who you're
now,
speaking
Now, I right
of.
Away knew who it was. Now, what you need to know is the average person may know that Elvis had a stillborn twin when he was born that was named Jesse Garin. It was Elvis
Christmas.
Aaron and Jesse Garin, and Jesse Garin passed away. But Jesse Garin is also the stage name of a notable East Coast Elvis impersonator. And Carrie got me tickets to see Jesse Garin's Elvis Christmas show at the State Theater.
So no relation to Elvis whatsoever.
Not at all. And when you see him, you'll agree that
but
no relation.
He took kind of morbid that he
it's
took
very
the name
morbid.
The
very
stillborn
morbid.
Brother
and also,
of Elvis
like,
Presley. Do we have a picture of this guy anywhere?
In a second, I want you to see his entrance, because his entrance is effective. Then I want you to see a picture of him.
This is a great. I think it's a great surprise.
It was a wonderful surprise.
Is she going with you?
Yes, and we got there, and she said, "I couldn't get you a table down on the main level." I said, "That's okay, Carrie, because there's the key rule of seeing an Elvis impersonator, and I've taught this to Mike as well. Never get close."
Yeah.
You don't want to be close to Elvis because they never look like Elvis.
And the people down front are usually the Kool-Aid drinkers, too.
And also, right? Mike, there was a dance floor for people to dance. Sometimes it was like three people deep at the stage to get one of his sweaty scarves.
How about that?
As I walked in and Carrie told me what was going on, I said, Carrie, I refuse to be the youngest person here tonight. And I wasn't. There were some youngsters there. There was all make and manner of people.
Did you get a sense that there were people that might be in there in a mocking way?
Like, yeah, there was people that were there for a goof.
I mean, you love the show. Don't get me wrong. You love the music. You love Elvis. But there's that comedy stripe in a show like
that's
this,
that's part
too,
of it.
Right?
That's absolutely part of it. And I'm ready to be disappointed, but ready to have a good time.
Okay.
I'm talking to her. I'm guessing what jumpsuit he's going to wear. And we get there, and the band is set up. And that's a one thing, because dime a dozen Elvis impersonators will use a taped backing track.
Okay.
Now, I love Michael Hoover, who's open for us. As a matter of fact, the last time I saw an Elvis impersonator at the legendary State Theater, he was opening for us.
Okay.
But the legendary Michael Hoover does a backing track on tape, and it's not as exciting. This is a live band.
No, never is. This guy's got a real band?
Yes, and also his drummer, his guitarist was not great. His guitarist played one song mostly in the wrong key. And I,
oh my God.
I told Carrie, I said, he'll have a talking to after the show. Wow. But his keyboard player did a lot of work, and I want you to see his drummer. So, Josh, if we could run the tape of his entrance.
Is this your only own video that you took?
Yeah, this is the
there?
Only thing I taped.
It's
yeah.
exciting. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. exciting. Here we go. Okay. Let's take a gander. Yeah, you can hear the Rob the guitar. There he is.
Yeah, he looks great from a distance,
yeah, I mean,
right?
I'd have fun at that show.
It was great.
He looks really good, Rob.
And when you hear him sing, he sounds just like him. His moves are right. Everything.
Oh, see, 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 see.
Two backup singers.
Yep.
It's a real show.
It was great. And so not only did we can take it out now, Josh.
But I mean, I'm all in on this. I'd love to mock this, but I can't. That's a great gift.
It was so good. And it turned out his backup singers are, this is cute. His wife and daughter are his backup singers. And he did a 2-hour show, which Elvis never did.
Oh God,
he
that
did,
would kill me. Now
no,
you know.
No, but
now
every song
me.
Every song was a hit and it was great. Yeah. And then he did Christmas Elvis songs too, which Elvis never did.
Did he
in
do
concert.
Blue Christmas?
Yes, he did it great. He did Blue Christmas, he did Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me. If
it's
every day could be like Christmas.
That this was able to stay a surprise for you.
It really is, because I'm plugged into this stuff. I checked out his website.
Would this be the kind of guy that you would like seek out under normal circumstances?
I knew of him. I looked at his website after the fact, and because his name is Jesse Guerin, his tagline is, "We guarantee you a good time."
You know what the key is?
What?
It's nice to see a guy come out that is somewhat fit.
Yes.
Right, compared to some of the other
sloppy ones
that come out. Okay, so you were in the back. Did you get a good enough look at him to do an analysis
I'm
of
so
like
glad you
age
asked, Mike.
And all that?
Well, for one thing,
there's nothing worse than seeing an Elvis impersonator up close when you see how
it's
you know,
so
like
funny
90.
You should ask this, because I leaned over to Carrie about 2 songs in. I said, "What do you think?" She said, "He's short." I said, "Yeah, I think he's short too." But we couldn't verify it, and we were leaving, and then he comes out front to the dance floor, and he's doing a meet and greet after the show.
Okay.
And I said to Carrie, I said, "You know I got to go get a picture." She said, "Of course, it's expected." So what I was not anticipating is the fact that Elvis up close doesn't much look like Elvis, but instead Greg Brady. Can we see the photo, John?
Okay, let's take a peek. There he is. There he is.
He has got a massive nose.
What would you say?
Yeah.
What would you estimate? I'm going to say 70-ish.
I'd say 65 to 70, and he's probably been doing it a while.
65 to 70.
Now, I'll give him credit. It's real hair. It's dyed black as can be, but it was real hair.
I'm all in.
He captured the king. And by the way, that is, I believe, the black version of the Starburst or Sunburst jumpsuit, which was a great treat. You don't normally see a black jumpsuit.
And a good vocalist.
Fantastic. He had every high note that Elvis ever hit. He nailed. It was so
good. I love your concert reviews. And when you can make this out, I'm not sure the 2 hours, you probably, you know, you certainly were more entertained than I was over the weekend when I went to the hypnotist.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really. But I bet that's a guy that performs down here, too. But I wouldn't go see him. 2 hours is too much.
No,
too much.
Mike, you know what? It's not. Because
you're somebody who spends 9 hours in a theme park. I can't.
Nine hours is not 2 hours. What do you think is the perfect length for a concert?
90 minutes.
Okay. But that would be including if they had like a filler song or something. He didn't do anything.
I am not sure when I saw Hart in Las Vegas what their time was, but it was perfection. They wrapped up just about the time I wanted.
Vegas shows are short. They make them shorter in Vegas.
Yeah. I love the fact that they're short. I don't like to just be there all night.
There was none intermission, and I was very shocked, Mike. No merch table, but it was the night a 9.5 out of 10 and a perfect surprise. And okay. Carrie absolutely nailed it. But his name is Jesse Guerin, and Jack, if he comes to your town,
he will fascinate you.
He will fascinate you.
TMOS Classic.
It's a new year, and we've got colder weather, and this is the moment that your winter wardrobe really has to deliver. If you're craving a winter reset, start with pieces truly made to last season after season. Look to Quince. Quince brings together premium materials, thoughtful design, and enduring quality so you stay warm, look sharp, and feel your best all season long. Quince has everything you need. Men's Mongolian cashmere sweaters, wool coats, leather and suede outerwear that actually hold up to daily wear. And they still look good. Their outerwear is especially impressive. Each piece is made from premium materials by trusted factories that meet rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production. By cutting out middlemen and traditional markups, Quince delivers the same quality as luxury brands, but at a fraction of the price. I want to tell you about the cashmere sweater I got from Quince. I have worn it to every holiday gathering this year because I wanted to look awesome. And I did. You show up in a gray cashmere sweater, people say, hey, he knows what he's doing. Looks good. And I didn't have to drop a fortune on it. So refresh your winter wardrobe with Quince. Go to quince.com/TMOS for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/TMOS. Free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/TMOS.
My family giving me a real hard time last night. I am here to tell you that there is a flavor profile that I have loved forever, and it is the Nog. I love me a nice cup of Nog. And by the way, they make light varieties of it, so you can enjoy all the flavor and you don't need the heavy. But I'll tell you, I got the Publix eggnog, which is the
every glass with a hair in it,
the low fat. Mm-hmm. And I killed it last night. I was only about a half a glass last night, but I usually wrap my evenings up with Nog, and I was just kind of curious where you two might line up.
Have you ever made Nog? I got to ask, Mike, have you ever made it?
I think I may have tried, but it's a bit of a process.
Mine was a failure. So,
are you a Nog fan?
No, I don't touch it.
That doesn't disappoint me. Do you drink yours warm? I drink it ice cold, right out of the refrigerator. Love it. What was that?
Warm would be even worse. Now I'm trying to think of it. It'll be like a
melted
custard.
Do you not like Nog either?
No, and I've tried. My family hates it too.
Carla hates it and Michael hates it.
The flavor profile is not unlike the fruitcake because it's got...
Absolutely.
It's got a great Christmassy notion to it, but I don't think it's best served cold in a glass. And also,
would you serve it if you were going to serve it?
No, I mean, I'd like it warm, or just as a cake, not as a drink. It doesn't seem right as a drink. And
it is so good.
When I tried
Does McDonald's still have the eggnog milkshake that they had for a while? I don't think they sell that anymore. But it was yummy.
I have a couple in my freezer if you need it.
It was good. It was so delicious. You don't like
the nog. Mike, to make it properly, you have to make a custard from the yolks. Then you make a meringue from the whites.
That's just way too much work. Yeah.
And I could understand if you actually made it from scratch, it might be great. But
also you can let's not forget it's kind of an adult beverage punch.
Can be.
That's the way it's used. You can throw a little booze in it. I'm not sure what the perfect alcohol is. I think people could put rum in it.
I think only rum.
It's rum. I think it's rum. Yeah, like a rum punch type of thing.
I put in gin.
Gin too. I think you could put anything.
I think bourbon would play in it.
Bourbon would play.
You know what would be good is Fireball.
Yeah, probably Fireball, but too sweet.
Am I trying to sound just like an alcoholic right now?
You are sounding a little too interested in that.
No, I think Fireball would be okay as long.
You really have to make a custard and then fold in.
That's the proper recipe.
How does it get back to the liquid consistency?
Well, because you do put some milk, but also that it breaks it down with the when the meringue goes in, it breaks it down a little bit.
Okay,
but that's how you get it that fluffy. I tried to make it and literally ran out of vessels in my house because it kept getting bigger as I added stuff.
And Josh, have you ever even tried it, or do you get turned off by the name?
I am turned off by the thought of it. I have not tried it. In fact, I believe there's some in my fridge right now.
Really? Some
you should take a sip.
Because my stepson likes it, but I do not.
Stepson's got a good taste. That's right.
No, I'm not. I am not a fan. I'm turned off by the thought of it.
What if we made a different kind of nog for you, like a beef nog?
Scrambled eggnog.
Eggnog. Scrambled eggnog is good.
Sausage nog.
Oh, I'd drink that.
Get yourself some sausage knots. Look, I think that that type of flavor is just so perfect for the holidays. And
people
I would
love
like
it.
To,
people
I'm
love
going
it.
To experiment during the holidays with the right mixture of alcohol that really would give it a nice. And I think Fireball would be too sweet.
Okay.
I'm not a particularly big fan of rum. I right. don't like rum necessarily,
try,
but I
try
think
try little Makers. I think Makers might be good.
I might put a little Irish in it. I might
or,
put a little
know,
Irish whiskey in it. I think that might work.
As always, Mike, Crown will never let you down.
You know, you are now. You're scaring me because I never or, asked you this. Yeah, go ahead, Josh.
Well, I was going to say you could be like Landman and just put in a light beer, and then it doesn't count as alcohol.
That's
yeah,
right.
He doesn't. He claims he's an alcoholic, but he doesn't drink because he doesn't drink whiskey anymore.
Right.
That's
right.
That's what he says.
Michelob Ultra.
I have a question for you.
Shoot.
Do you have a tougher time during this holiday period? When
originally,
you're
I did. This is my third Christmas dry. And mm-hmm. It's not so bad. I went to what have been a danger zone last night. I went to Jimmy, the Old Town Tavern Christmas party.
How was that?
It was great. And you know what? It was really a surprise. Jimmy always has someone unexpected dressed up as Santa Claus.
Okay.
And one of the first guests we had on our show 15 years ago. Do you remember German Martin? He's like 1,000 feet tall.
He was Jimmy's bouncer for a while.
Exactly. And he had some paperwork issues and had to go back to Germany.
Martin, you know, let me explain to our listeners how this works. Jimmy had a guy that worked for him as a security door guy
yes.
who was from Germany.
Yes.
And his first name was Martin.
Yep.
So let me explain the intricacies of this naming process. Jimmy decided that it would be a good name to call him German Martin. Are you following me here?
Yeah.
Do
when
you
we talked
that?
Last night, he kept calling you American Mike.
American Mike. That's and I wear it as a badge of honor. So German Martin is visiting.
Back. Yeah,
what's
back
he,
in.
Did you get a chance to chat with him? I love the guy.
Sat next to him at dinner. He's doing great. I think he's going to do some work for Jimmy effective now because he's just
so he's
back in
the States full time then,
which is awesome. So many, you know, God, we've been going to Jimmy's so long. I know many of the staff, so it was really fun. Jimmy had a really wonderful speech, mercifully brief. In the past, they have been close to an hour. Last night was 8 minutes and 50 seconds.
You know,
not
what
bad.
Might be fun to have a big old party at Jimmy's sometime. Anyway, that stopped the room.
I think people
I
would
say,
like that.
I think a man in St. Augustine, Florida, just raised up off his chair for a second there.
I'm just thinking it would have to be outside because of all the loud cups.
Yes, yes. Everybody, bring your loud cups. Fantastic.
TMOS Classic.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Oh, it is beautiful, Mike.
77 WABC.
Oh, I forgot about the jet trail off there. You said you had your ordinance ready. 'Tis the season, Mike, for many, 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 many Christmas parody records, and I want to give you a taste of them right now, okay?
All right. All right, I'll be the judge.
All right, Mike, here's the first.
I'll see drones.
That, of course, a parody of I'll Be
Home
for Christmas.
Pat him on the back. Yeah, what a great idea.
Mike, here's
home,
one.
Drone, rhyme, day.
Here's one, Mike, that's just like Here Comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Amazon, here comes Amazon.
I'll let them linger if I think they're worthwhile.
You always
and
have,
and these guys that are just like, I'm going to really pronounce the words so you can understand what I'm saying.
Mike.
Yes.
Silent Night.
Good orchestration.
It's very nice.
Silent night, except for the neighbor's dog. All was calm, now it's not. Now I'm thinking that charges be filed. Can't they hear their dog barking so wild? All I want.
I like it.
Yep.
I like it. It's a personal story. It's unique. It's original. And it's not trying to take advantage of a trend or
it's classic.
Amazon or drones. It's funny.
And
I
for
like
those
that.
Young broadcasters out there, note how I stacked those.
Yes.
Very
that was
important.
Your last one, right?
That's
that
was the
your
last one.
One
so
you
now
knew
we
was
need,
funny.
Mike, we yep. need a proper Christmas song to cleanse the palate. Do you remember in season...
Should I keep my finger on the trigger?
Your call. Do you remember in season 6 of The Facts of Life when certain circumstances led with the girls, staying in prison for Christmas?
No, can't say I watched that, Rob. Can't
probably,
say I enjoyed
probably
that.
The best part is when Mrs. Garrett sang "Oh Holy Night."
Oh, see, that's a flashback. She's got a nice voice.
Very Garrity.
Want to hear the high note? On your knees. It's a Broadway actress, probably.
Yeah, she was. The angel voices, night divine.
There's the prisoner. It's time that guy on the right, the character actor. She can. I want to hear her hit the high note. Do we get the high note?
Yeah.
Okay, that was...
You know what would be fun is to be in that prison and when she hit that high note to throw like a milk dud in her mouth.
Oh, no. Diva! There we go.
All right. Mike.
Where did you pull that? Where the hell did you pull that? That's from the Rob Spiewak Deep Cut Collection there.
All you got to do is just click favorites.
Wow.
Jelly Roll. Mike, Jelly Roll, who you know I dressed up for Halloween. Him. So I have a relationship with him, whatever.
Yeah, close personal relationship with
him.
He
has a goal now that it's Christmas time. He has a goal.
Tell everybody what it is.
I want to be on the cover of Men's Health by March of 2026.
Let's go.
That's a goal. That's my new
goal.
Isn't
that his wife?
I don't know.
One of the biggest transformations. Also, this
how come
is
it's
why
so,
I'm
so, can
ooh,
you turn
so glad
it up
we're talking
over?
About
I can't. It's
I did
the
this
source.
Publicly for a reason. I want to be honest about my struggles with it with people. I wore it for so long. I think that people that become as big as I became, when they lose the weight, they're kind of ashamed. They're so ashamed that they go, how?
All right, he wants to lose weight for Christmas.
And I think, Mike, he can make.
I mean, for 2025.
I think he can make the cover of Men's Health in 2026. It's just going to be
hold on. I have a comment about that last clip. Okay.
Mike, he's going to make the cover of Men's Health 2026, but the issue is who we lost last year.
I think it's going to be weird because of the tats. There's so much ink on him. I don't know.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see.
You know, when
now,
he loses
he does,
weight,
he
the
might
tats
make a
will,
transformation.
The
that's
tats will
cool.
get bigger because they're going to cover less area.
He's right when he says it wasn't, his weight didn't hold him back.
Right.
It also didn't make him famous. His music did. So
his tattoos
cool.
made him famous. Come on. Okay. That's why.
Well, he can get those removed as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll lose weight, won't it? If you just slice off a hunk of face.
I don't know that.
All right.
You really made his work too hard for that, Rob. You really did. That was, bring back, what's her name? Who's the lady that
Charlotte
sang?
Ray?
Yeah, don't do that. No, go ahead. You got more stuff, I know. Okay. Now. I'm just shooting everything here. I really
understand.
Am.
Yeah, I truly understand.
Hey, Charlotte.
Oh, no.
Jesus. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. Reba McEntire here. I hope you have a wonderful, happy holidays, and we'll see you in 2024.
All right, these are all low volume. What's going on?
Does she live? She lives another day. This will not be low volume, Mike. Can you name these Nepo babies? Okay.
All right.
Darkness, my old friend.
The guy on the left.
I know who it is.
Go ahead.
That is Gene Simmons' son.
Yes, and Paul Stanley's son.
Okay.
This is second generation Kiss, and their harmonies are nice.
Because a vision softly creeping left its seed while I was sleeping.
Now, are they into the...
Divine.
Oh, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Hey, you know what? Charlotte Ray. Holiday. Anyway, so congratulations that the Kiss legacy lives on. Maybe they'll learn how to merchandise.
Are
like
they in
dad.
The biz? Are they trying to do something? Because, I mean, they can sing, obviously.
Not, except probably they are because of that. So who knows?
Okay.
And let's close with this, Mike. No DUIs this Christmas. We don't want that.
Yeah,
it's really, and there's so many options. You can take a cab, you can Uber, you can Lyft.
You can stay home, pour all the alcohol in your bar right into a big yellow mug of eggnog. Yum, yum, yum.
This Aperol tastes weird.
Ooh, ew.
But if you do get pulled, Mike, remember there's always a good excuse you can tell the policeman.
Well, do you want to do roadside? You already told me you're 10 drinks, Steve, right? You're pretty drunk.
Hey.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to tell you right now, like, I'm a professional drinker.
Okay.
So, all
right. Mike, he's a professional drinker. So
look it
please.
Up in the book. He's that guy on general principle got it. That's it.
He was on his way to see the Charlotte Ray show. Give him a break.
I am a professional. You see the front of his car, too? That was lovely. Little fender bender he went through. Hey, we got to get out of here.
He was a professional driver.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.